are you ready for the big event? Where are you going to be tomorrow afternoon? About 1 o'clock. I actually met a man on the holy day on Tuesday, okay, who was passing through our neighborhood from Germany on his way out west to catch the whole solar eclipse. Sorry to tell you guys, in our area, 75% is the best you're going to get. It's a big to-do, isn't it? Amazing, all the stuff you can read about. And as soon as I looked at that paper, I said to myself, there's got to be a homily in there somewhere, but it took me 4 days to find it. So I'm not here today to talk about the solar eclipse, but I do invite you to reflect for just a moment upon a spiritual eclipse, the eclipse of God. For most of us men and women of faith, we have a trust and an affirmation that the steadfastness of God's loving care will shine upon us just as surely as the sun rises every day. Now, admittedly, there are times when that felt presence of God gets kind of obscured by some clouds and some fog and some storm of burdens of daily life. But deep down inside, we know it's going to be there again. Every once in a while, in our individual lives, in our communal lives, there's such a powerful eruption of evil that it almost blots out, like the solar eclipse, all experience of felt presence of God. Everything is dark. Even for men and women of faith, you don't see any light in all the midst of the mess. Think about it. Time and time again, we open the newspaper and read the news about senseless violence on our streets. How many times do we have to have terrorist attacks here and around the world to see the ugliness of that? How many of you have been anxious the last 2 or 3 weeks about the threat of a nuclear war with North Korea? About that rampant and ever-spreading drug addiction in our midst? An endless stream of millions and millions of refugees and exiles around the world moving from one place to the other, literally starving to death. Couple all of those graphic, gigantic things with our little personal experiences of our sadnesses, our losses, our facing serious illness. There's a lot of things inside ourselves and all about our world that really block out any experience that God has a loving care and affection and protection for us. It's dark. It's gloomy. It's scary. Just like the ancient peoples were scared when the sun was eclipsed by the moon. Well, folks, Jesus did not promise us that we would have lives immune from sickness and sadness and death and violence and evil. In fact, Jesus forewarned his disciples and he forewarned us that to follow his way is going to confront on an all too regular basis suffering and hardship and conflict and experiences of head-to-head battle with evil. Jesus told us it was coming. That from this point of our birth until the point of our death, we're still vulnerable to that darkness. And it's precisely in those moments of darkness that Jesus says to us, come to me, you who are weary and find life burdensome. I will refresh you. I'll be there with you in the darkness because I myself have shared the darkness of death for you. The darkness is real, but God is not absent. And the power of Christ remains with us even in the darkness. So whatever you're going to do tomorrow to catch the solar eclipse, please don't look straight at it, huh? But if you're experiencing in your own heart a spiritual eclipse, eclipse of God in your life, know this. As dark as it may get at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, by 4:54, the sun's back out again. The eclipse doesn't last forever. It passes. And so too our experiences of suffering and burden and darkness will pass, because Jesus has promised us that the powerful healing light of his grace and love will guide us through this life into eternal life. And there we'll have a brightness, a powerful experience of God's embracing love that no evil, no darkness can take away.